Okay. Seven pack of Peah, Mishnovot, Kerem Rivai. We are learning the halachas of a vineyard in its fourth year, which all the produce of a tree in the fourth year have a din of Rivai. If it's a vineyard, then all the grapes have a din of Rivai, which is similar to Maaseh Sheni. It has to be brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed, and then the money brought to Yerushalayim. Bishami Oimim Ein Lo Yichonish. Bishami says that even though you can redeem it onto money like Maaseh Sheni, but it's not mamash like Maaseh Sheni. By Maaseh Sheni, the owner has to add a fifth. By Kerem Rivai, he does not have to add a fifth. Ein Lo Yibiyah. Also, there's a din on the Erev Pesach of the fourth year and the seventh year. One has to get rid of all his chumas and maestras and give them out. That does not apply to Kerem Rivai. It only applies to chumas and maestras. Beis Hillel says that one redeems it has to take add a chomesh, and you have to also make sure you use it up by this, that whatever's left over at this Pesach of the fourth year. They still have a Gzeir Shavah from Maaseh Sheni to give it all the halakha of Maaseh Sheni. The Shami, but not only Gzeir Shavah. The Shami Yarem Yeshlo Pered Yeshlo Oilalois. The Shami says also that year of Kerem Rivai, even though there's special status to the fruit, but still that which he drops at the time he's harvesting, or the bunches that are not complete bunches, go to the poor people. Since it does have a status, it needs to have a pidyon, the aniyim themselves will have to redeem it and then bring the money to Yerushalayim. They still let him cool the gas. They still says no. Everything goes into his wine press. In other words, there are no mafnis aniyim over here, because it's not considered regular produce of the person. It's considered mamon davar. The mamon has a certain kedusha, and therefore the aniyim are not of a chelik in it, and the entire Kerem Rivai goes to the owner.